Brewers 360 is sponsored by All Right Home and Remodeling, and our guest this morning is Brewers manager Craig Counsell. All right, Skipper, so I'm a golfer myself. When I have a crummy round, I go back and every hole I agonize over. Well, this, I missed a putt here, I made a mistake there, or whatever. Do you immediately go back into now having missed the playoffs? I mean, do you look back at this game or this decision or things like that and agonize over it, or do you have to just sort of view the season holistically?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, you can't help but do that a little bit. We had three games this past weekend that really hurt, and obviously had possibilities to win. So we all do that. But, you know, in the end, we can sit here and tell us stories about what happened and reasons why it happened, but we didn't win enough games. And that's how it works. And all those other things become a little bit of an excuse. And, you know, the mission is to figure out a way to moving forward is to just be a little bit better.
Well, it's interesting, Craig. Like, it's not like you guys are in need of a full rebuild. I don't think you've got core tenets in place. What gives you hope, and what should give fans hope going into next season?
Well, we're sitting at, you know, 85 wins. You know, the team ahead of the playoff teams are going to be sitting at 87 or 88 wins to make it into the playoffs. That's pretty close. And we've been a good baseball team for a while now. So it's a baseball season, and some things we didn't do quite well enough this year but clearly by our win total, it's not that far away.
Craig, there are some who have complained about the Josh Hader trade, that after that, things were just never the same. Is that fair? Did that trade change the trajectory of the season?
Well, we had a bad month of August. There's no question about it. You know, whether that's related to the trade, again, that's a story we're going to tell. And in my mind, you know, a little bit becomes an excuse. The trade was made. The trade, and we didn't play well. It's hard to say that it's, you know, it's not. It happened, so it's hard to run from it. But I don't think it's directly related. So, but we didn't play well after the trade. So it's going to be talked about, and it's fair. It's just there's a lot of other things that go into a winning a baseball game, other than just one inning of someone pitching.
Craig, you haven't managed a whole heck of a lot of baseball games over the last 5 years that haven't had playoff implications. What changes tonight and tomorrow for you in terms of the way you manage the team?
Well, I mean, it's a little different. I think for any team, the day after you're eliminated is a little different. I mean, you honor the game and you honor the integrity of the game. Absolutely. We're going to give some guys aren't going to play today, but you know, you play hard and you honor the game and you understand there's fans here coming to watch you. So that not much different, but obviously there'll be some guys that we've been pushing really hard that will not play tonight.
Well, Craig, we certainly appreciate your time being with us every Tuesday here through the season. It's been a great run to be this deep. I mean, a lot of us who are from here remember seasons where we were playing out the string for weeks. So congratulations on another winning season, and I know nobody works harder than you at trying to get us back in the playoffs next year. Appreciate your time, Craig.
All right, thanks, guys. Take care.
That's Brewers manager Craig Counsell of your Milwaukee Brewers.